Ask an Oregonian what summer tastes like, and they'll likely say blackberries. The Willamette Valley outside Portland ships out 90% of the crops sold across the country. Dina Pritchett reports from peak blackberry season.
Blackberries here are the size of your thumb, just dripping with juice. You can grab handfuls off the side of a hiking trail or even a highway. And as four-year-old cousins Zaha Kari Stein and Lila Werner demonstrate, you can also just grab them from the backyard.
I think I can get this one.
We love blackberries because they're so tasty
and sweet and kind of sour.
Varieties like Marion Berry or Columbia Star fill pies and flavor local beer.
Welcome to Burgerville. What can I start with you today?
They're even in the milkshakes at the Burgerville drive-thru.
Our seasonal shakes, Marion Berry, and it comes with whipped cream and a Marion Berry garnish on it.
Most people in the rest of the country haven't experienced the wonder of a fresh Oregon blackberry. I mean, they've had blackberries, but not Oregon's trailing blackberries, which are too delicate to ship fresh.
They have this balance of tart and sweet, and it just pops. The flavor just pops.
Bernadine Strick was Oregon State University's berry specialist for over 35 years. She says a lot of this comes down to climate. The Willamette Valley has mild winters and usually temperate summers.
And so that means that the plants grow well, but also the berries ripen more slowly. And that means that they develop prime flavor and aroma and color.
They're sweet and tart, like a good glass of wine. Or as Strick sees it, that deep flavor of an Oregon wine is really the flavor of a blackberry.
Good Pinot Noir that has ripened slowly in our weather here. Same thing, warm days, cool nights, will be characterized as having that blackberry aroma and flavor. So it's the other way around, I'd argue.
There is a downside to being so well-suited, namely the thorny, invasive Himalaya blackberry, which takes over backyards.
Himalaya blackberry was introduced into Oregon in the late 1800s. Through the wagon trains, because they thought it would grow well here. Boy, were they right.
Although even those still make great jam. If you're not lucky enough to live in Oregon, you can find the berries canned or frozen. Bernadine Strick stresses that they are picked at peak ripeness, perfect for pie. And if you do live in Oregon, like cousins Zaha and Lila, just head outside.
These blackberries are yummy.
These blackberries are the best blackberries ever.
For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchett in Portland, Oregon.
And to reach another blackberry.